21st through the 23rd. All sessions are free. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or visit us online at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today.
Information, call toll-free
for just...
What you need to do, what you, you know, need to get right, what you know, and start thinking about what God has already done. He's already saved me. He's already forgiven me. I'm justified. I'm redeemed. I'm washed in the blood. I'm clean by the blood of the Lamb. I'm clean through His word. I'm His child. Amen. I'm on my way to glory. Amen. I'm delivered right now. I'm blessed right now. When you start thinking, and let that occupy your mind and occupy your spirit, and you become that. That'll wrought a thanksgiving. You become, I mean, just automatically you become thankful. You become grateful. You are a worshiper. Amen. It's not something you have to, automatically you become thankful. Victory are out of your reach, but they're in your reach. I'll say it this way: if you would just give up. Amen. I'm not talking about give up on God. I'm not talking about give up on the victory, but give up on trying to do it yourself. You will find out very quickly that God and the angels, that's their assignment. Their assignment is to see that you enter into your destiny. Not your assignment, it's their assignment. They are ministering spirits sent to minister for them that are heirs. See, we need to start learning to operate on a larger scale. You see, you know, you in your little room, your little closet, and you warring, and you know, you fighting, and you trying to win the victory yourself. You need to get out that closet and let God start going to work for you. Hello, on a larger scale, taking care of stuff you don't even touch, you don't even see it, but God's taking care of it. God's going before you. The angels are going before you. God sent hornets. God sent plagues. God's weakening. God's shuffling people. God's moving people. God's putting people in place that are going to favor you, that are going to honor you, that are going to support you, that are going to give to you, that are going to bless you, that are going to stand with you. And here you're trying to manipulate people, trying to control them. Let it go. Let God be God. There's a weakness that's stronger. There's a foolishness that's wiser. You need peace. I said you need peace in your mind. You need peace to govern your heart. Stop worrying and allowing people to cause anxiety and stress and fear, even in business. God is still in control. There's nothing out of His control. And we don't want to be the hindrance from Him moving. His plan's always bigger than your plans. Huh? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you, unto him be glory. Amen. Five things. First, Jesus made himself of no reputation. Stop trying to make yourself a reputation. Folk gonna know who I am. Yeah, but the devil ain't. He gonna say, Paul we know. Apostle Banks we know. Thought I'd wake y'all up with that one. But who are you? They gonna say, who is you? He made himself. See, there's some stuff you got to do with you. He made himself. Now, he wasn't insecure. You know, sometimes we get foolish, like, you know, oh, it's just all God. No, you did that. No, it's all God. No, you did God write that? You wrote that. God inspired you. You understand? So we don't get spooky. This is all God. No, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. In other words, he wasn't out to make his name known. He knew all he had to do was obey his father. He didn't have to do anything because fame just, you know, your work, your fruit, God will make your name go out there. But your purpose is to make yourself of no reputation. People get in your presence and say, hey, I heard about you. But you're not, you know, passing your card out everywhere. Now business is different. Understand what I mean? You're not trying to get known. He made himself of no reputation, took upon himself, number two, the form of a servant. It's important that we, if we're going to pull down strongholds, that we be servant leaders in our community. Be willing to serve. Amen. Don't look to be served all the time. It's an honor when people serve us, but look to where you can serve, where you can serve others. It's very important. He took upon himself the form of a servant, and then he had lowliness of mind. Lowliness of mind doesn't mean a poverty mentality or a false humility. Huh? When you have lowliness of mind, you know, when Jesus' critics would ask him questions, he would answer them. They said, are you such as he said, I am. He didn't stutter. He didn't take it back. He wasn't afraid. But yet he had lowliness of mind. When his enemies were defeated in front of him, it's not like Jesus said, yeah. No, I'm sure he was broken. You know, when we see people mess up or fall that, you know, been troubling us, it's like, yeah. You know, we go at them and make sure we look at them, they see us. See? Jesus was lowly. He was lowly in his mind. That's how flesh is. Well, make sure they see you. Jesus was lowly. I can see him when he told us, ye that are without sin, cast the first stone. I don't even think he looked. This is just me. I don't even believe he looked up at him. He didn't look at him like. And even when Peter failed him those three times, when the cock crowed and Jesus looked, I don't believe he was looking at him with eyes of hatred and eyes of I told you so. I believe he looked at Peter with such compassion that it broke him. And when he looked, because he was distant from him, and when the cock crowed, Jesus looked, his eyes caught Peter's eyes. It tore Peter to pieces. He ran and he wept bitterly. And see, when we're lowly in our mind, we're not looking, you know, even for our enemies. We're not looking for our enemy to be all messed up and Amen. Beat down there. You know, that's somebody's child. Amen. Somebody's connected to him. Somebody cares about him. Amen. So he was lowly in mind. Come on. This all has to do with pulling down strongholds. Sometimes you got to get in the enemies. You know, I think about that movie Zero Dark 30, I believe it's called, about the capture and assassination of Osama bin Laden. I don't know if you've seen that. I watched it. And, you know, when the stealth choppers went in, they either jammed the radar or they went under the radar. They were under the radar. See, there are times you and I, we have to stay under the radar, especially when God starts to increase you. You won't be all out there because you become a target. The devil sees flesh. You want to stay under the radar. You want to stay lowly in mind. The higher God takes you up, The less, the devil exalted himself. Jesus humbled himself. The devil exalted himself and was cast down. Jesus humbled himself and God exalted him. That's the way that it works. That's the way that it works. He esteemed others like we should esteem others better than ourselves. And it doesn't mean, you know, you have to think that somebody's better than you, but esteem them, serve them as though they were a superior to you, even though they're not. They may be beneath you, but learn to treat them in a manner that esteems them. Everybody. Amen. Not just pick and choose, but anybody that's around. I'm telling you, the presence of God, there's such a strength, there's such a presence that will exude your life when you choose to walk like this. Where anybody that you encounter, there'll be a fragrance from the Spirit. There'll be something. I'll share this little experience. I like little experiences, and I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think it's a good place to share it. I believe the Holy Spirit was just a little something on the plane coming in from Houston. We were on their red eye. It was late. Everybody's tired. I got on the row with two gentlemen. The one that got on first was by the window. I was on the aisle. And he asked if I had a pen. And I didn't have, I had all my books, and I was just going to nap. All my books were up top. I said, well, I don't. And I didn't have a pen in there anyway. And, you know, because he wanted to work the crosswords in the magazine there. So I thought, okay, I'll wait a little bit. The time we took off, I stopped one of the stewardesses, and I said, you wouldn't happen to have an extra pen I could borrow for a few minutes, would you? And she said, yeah, I think so. So a few minutes later, she came and she brought the writing pen, and the guy had kind of nodded off, so I tapped him over there and gave him the pen. And, you know, it was like, and so he thanked me, and so we're getting off the plane, and we're walking down, we're in West Palm, and we're getting off, and we're walking down, you know, and again, it's late. And he walks up next to me, says, you know, he said, I really appreciate you giving me that pen. He said, it was so refreshing, you know. He said, are you a clergy? That blessed me. You know what I mean? That blessed me. There was a fragrance. There was something left with him that was out of the norm. You know, somebody's not going to ask a stewardess for a pen for you to borrow on a red eye. You understand me? But I thought, you know, let's do this little extra something. It's not a big deal, but you know what I mean? And he actually caught up with me. He said, I really appreciate it. That was so refreshing. He said, refreshing. Amen. That's the word he used. That was so refreshing. And he said, are you a clergy? And I told him. For ourselves to God. This is the church that walks in power. Psalmist in Psalm 119, I think it's 125 or 25, says, bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar.
We have come to the close of part 17 of The Faith Crisis, Pulling Down Strongholds, part 2. Whatever you're going through or whatever challenges may come your way, never lose faith in God. If he brought you to it, he will bring you through it. Just as if you were driving in a storm, if you continue driving, before you know it, the storm is behind you. Know that all things are working on your behalf. For we know all things are working together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.